What's up, everybody? Roger and James here from the Discingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Xbox One and recently announced backwards compatible games from Star Wars. A load of them are going to be coming out on April 26th. We are going to be getting Star Wars Battlefront, Battlefront 2, Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy. We're going to have Jedi Starfighter, Knights of the Old Republic, the Sith Lords, and then Republic Commando. If you have got them already on disc, you can pop them into your Xbox One and they will download and play. Or you can download them through the through the Xbox Store. Or if you've even, I think, already previously owned them. But I think this might be the first time they've been digitally available. Though it might be best to go digital because just looking here in an advert on the side, someone on Amazon's trying to sell one for 40 quid. So... just check your prices. This is what happens with Xbox with the backwards games. The prices just shoot up once they announce that they're backwards compatible, and places like CEX and stuff like to jump the price up because they know people are going to buy them. They will run better on the Xbox One X. I think it's about like 9 times better than the original. And they also announced a load of Xbox One enhanced games, which include Star Wars The Force Unleashed. So that one's been given... And even more, a lot of people have been talking about Red Dead Redemption looking amazing on the Xbox One X. And it's good. I mean, it's good news for those that want to play these games and that kind of thing. But I've got another issue with Xbox One. But what did you think of this kind of announcement?
Honestly, it's just straight up good news. You could certainly argue that a lot of people probably aren't ever actually going to take advantage of it, but it's nice to have the option there. Plus, if you're looking for some Star Wars games, these are some of the best available. Many of them have aged very well, and just having access to them on a current console without too much fuss and muss is great. Star Wars Battlefront 2, we are, of course, mentioning Battlefront and Battlefront 2. These are the originals.
Yeah.
We're not the recent 2016-2017 releases. Battlefront 2, from way back in the day, is still considered one of the best Star Wars shooter games. And if you want a story-driven shooter game, Republic Commando is fantastic. It's got a really good story. Not canon anymore. Doesn't matter. Fantastic story. Knights of the Old Republic 2 is almost as good as the original. Some people think it's better. My personal opinion is slightly below it, but they're both great games. Can't speak to Jedi Starfighter. I actually haven't played that one, but I have played Rogue Squadron, which was the one that came before it, or one of the Rogue Squadron games, and that's a great little series. And then Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy is... probably not aged particularly well. However, no. It is still one of the classics. So,
I think I do have Jedi Starfighter. I think that is out on the. It was out on the PlayStation 4. It was part of a bundle like from years
right.
ago. Yeah,
along with Bounty Hunters and
Pod Racing,
two other ones. Yes. Yeah, Pod Racer stuff like that. So, Roger, give us your take on the state of Xbox One gaming. I think this is where you're going with this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for me it was a little bit like, it's great news. I like that Xbox are doing this backwards compatible stuff. I'm hoping that these games might be get thrown in with either Game Pass or onto Xbox Games with Gold. I think there's a nice little bonus. My problem is, at this precise minute with Xbox, is this is just lip service and moving things around on a board to make it look like you're doing something, when you just there's nothing pulling me to my Xbox now. It just sits there gathering dust. I always this console. There's a, you know, you've got things like God of War out this week. You know, you got some big games coming out all constantly. We've got I don't know, Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze out at the end of the week on the Switch that I want to play. You know. These are like, and you can only play them on those consoles. And the Xbox is just like, it's like weird. It's like this whole inside Xbox thing of trying to run a Nintendo Direct, but you've got no news other than you're giving us a 10-year-old video game. I just was a bit like, yeah, but you're not. What's going to make me buy this? It's like making everything look better on my Xbox One X. It's like, I was looking at one, and it's like. This isn't enough. Just giving me old games to play is not going to get me to spend £400 on a brand new console.
Well, to be fair, the one of the Xbox lead designers was on Twitter this week actually going, yes, we are aware that we need more exclusive content. And you know, between the problems that they've had, you know, Scalebound getting canceled a couple years ago, other games getting delayed, Halo 5 not being as well received as they would have liked, they're behind the eight ball on this one. But at the same time, it's not like they don't know it. And it, and yeah. Microsoft isn't a stupid company. So if they're, if they don't have exclusives announced, and we don't know, they could be holding stuff for E3. I think this is a conversation we need to have again after E3 and see, because they might drop some bombshells and they might also just completely bomb. At this point, they're probably holding stuff. And yeah, some of this is just straight up a Band-Aid. This is something to announce. Look, we've got some Star Wars games. We've got some other games in here. Full Spectrum Warrior, Mercenaries, Playground of Destruction, Jade Empire. These are very good games. But at the same time, you know, if you take the exclusives out of the equation, and yes, that's a big ask, but if you take the exclusives out of the equation, there really is no significant difference between Xbox and the PlayStation and or the Pro and the Xbox One X. And yeah, people are going, the Xbox is behind the market right now. You know, PlayStation is dominating. No question about that. But we're not in a Wii U situation here. The Xbox One, not the Xbox One X, but just the One, still has a very solid market position. That Microsoft is not exactly in a position where they need to be, like, biting their nails with fear that this is going to be a travesty for them. Yes, they need to step up their game. Yes, they need to get exclusives. But at the same time, everyone kind of running around going, oh, it's a failure. It's like, yeah, have you seen the sales figures? It's actually only recently has the Xbox 360 sales figures overtaken the Xbox One sales figures for the same timeline.
I think for me, it's more about, you know, it's like I've been Xbox fan since I've had all three Xbox consoles. So it's not like, and it's not like I'm sitting here as a fanboy going, I've had all of the consoles, I've had the same with the PlayStation, and all of it. So I don't sit there and I'm thinking, okay, you know, I will jump on my Xbox like that. It's just the fact for me, it was just a bit like, these old games coming out on it, that's great and all, but it's not enough to make me fire up my Xbox enough, because there's just nothing drawing me. If I take away these old titles, there's just nothing drawing me into it. I did upgrade to a PlayStation 4 Pro, so therefore that's my go-to machine. It looks, you know, I was playing like Ghost Recon over the weekend while I was a free weekend. I've been playing Fortnite and a few other different bits and pieces. Well, and I just play them on my Pro, because obviously that's my top console right now. The Xbox One X is just not, there's nothing pulling me in to spend £400 on a console which has got nothing for it that I can't already play on my PlayStation. And that's the thing. If there were some big games and looked great on it, I would be. I've looked at Xbox One X. But it was a bit like, I'm not. You know, my wife turned around and she goes, "Well, you never use your Xbox, so why do you want to know?" I thought, "Well, it's in 4K." But it's like, well, it doesn't. I've not even upgraded to the S, because there's just been nothing to make me spend any more money on an Xbox.
And, you know, that's really where it comes down to personal preference. Because, yes, exclusives absolutely matter. And I will be completely honest, if it wasn't for exclusives, I would have thrown my PlayStation out the window by now, because that controller drives me absolutely bat crazy. I hate that controller so much. But it's got amazing exclusives. Yeah. God of War, like you mentioned, Horizon Zero Dawn, Kingdom Hearts 3 is not actually exclusive. No. Never mind. The previous Kingdom Hearts, though, 1.5 and 2.5 are. And Spider-Man coming later this year. Obviously, super excited for those. But this comes down to personal preference. I've got both an Xbox One and I've got a PlayStation 4. And if we're talking multi-platform release titles, just any Battlefront 2 or Monster Hunter, my preference will be to play that on Xbox One.
Yeah.
But there is absolutely nothing wrong with someone like yourself going, I'd rather play it on the PlayStation, especially if you have a Pro rather than an Xbox One. I can totally understand that. And point being, ultimately, if your main focus is on multi-platform games, play whatever system you like. Who the heck cares? And the Xbox One plays them great. My understanding, and this is kind of hearsay, the Xbox One X does beat the PlayStation Pro pound for pound.
Yeah.
But there's no reason to get both unless you know, you have more money than you know what to do with. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, the Xbox One X is a lot more powerful than the Pro, and
but there's nothing taking advantage of it like Spider-Man or God of War or Horizon Zero Dawn.
There's nothing really kind of pulling me to kind, and I think that is again this kind of perception. I mean, it's like when you know they're saying about like not saying that, oh, they don't, we haven't got any exclusives. Now I'm a bit like, well, hold on, guys. We've had Xbox for 10, 15 years now. That excuse doesn't fly anymore, because to me, it's like you've been in the business long enough that you should have been planning for this. This is not, this is not Xbox, the original first time out. You could have got away with it if it was your first console, but you can't get away with it when you're three generations in. It's like, no, you've focused all on PC, and now you've realized that they've left a massive gap in the market, and Nintendo have just slid straight into second place, and Xbox now are trying to become a Steam box by offering all these old games which I agree 100% that, you know, if I brought a PlayStation 3 game on my PlayStation store, being able to play it on my PlayStation 4 would be if the Sony come out and hit this thing back in the thing, then Xbox lose all this goodwill that they've built up.
Right, because I agree with that completely. There are a bunch of PlayStation 3, even some PlayStation 2 titles that if they were to come out today on PlayStation 4, not remastered, not re-releases, but the original PlayStation 3s, I would pick them up. And yeah, let's not talk about PlayStation now. That entire platform is freaking awful. This is a completely different thing that we're talking about. But yeah, that would completely undercut Xbox's main selling point. One of their two main selling points. The second main selling point being that if you are a straight up, everything has to be the most powerful, the most gorgeous, the most amazing frame rate or whatever, yes, the Xbox One X is going to be your thing, provided you're not concerned about the exclusives. But they need to get their head in the game. I still say, you know, they're doing okay. They're not in any position where their financial people should be going, time to axe the Xbox and all that stuff. But yeah, they've got it. They have to hit E3 strong this year.
Yeah,
I think we said that last year, but they really do.
Well, the trouble is for me is I feel like they've been trying to play this like, we want to be the PC, but an Xbox is a way in. Like that marketing is like, it's blurry. It doesn't. It's like people going, well, if all the games are on the PC, why do I need an Xbox for? Because the hardcore gamers on the PC are, whereas PlayStation and Nintendo are saying, you need this console. You need this console to play it. And there's such a different mindset. And Xbox tried going in, and I don't think the audience was really going along for the ride of it being a bit muddy.
That might be a little too soon. I think if they had tried to do that a couple years from now, they could have gotten away with that a lot better. Because I think they might actually be right in kind of where the market's going in regards to that. But
yeah. I don't know. It's going to be odd. I think, this, like I said, all this backwards compatible stuff is great news if you're an Xbox fan. I'd love to see Sony do this. I'd love to see them and do this, but they're in a different ballpark where they don't need to. But I was a little bit, I just remember watching, I was, you know, they were hyping up this inside Xbox announcement stuff, and the big announcement was 15-year-old Star Wars video games on the Xbox was a bit like, yeah, you're going to need a little bit more than, I mean, I'm a big Star Wars fan. I like playing Star Wars games, but that's not really enough to, you know, it's like now, and as well as it's like, yeah, I'll just wait for them to be given away on Xbox Game Pass or on
Games with Gold, Games Go,
because I keep doing this where I buy them when you and then they chuck them out later anyway. But yeah, so we'd love to know what you guys think. What's going on? You know, what are you feeling with Xbox, backwards compatible, etc. So on. There's a little bit of a discussion. All over the place, but Xbox.
Oh, there will be many discussions on this all over the internet.
Yes,
I try to keep it civil though, guys.
Yes. Just remember, fanboys. You know, like I say, we have them, but we have them all, so it doesn't. We're not really sliding into that. Well, we've picked the fence that we want to sit on. Guys, check us out over at thiskingdom.com. Like, subscribe, follow, etc. James, where can they find you?
You find me heroiclegacy.com.
And on the net, guys. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Later.
Sega forever.
Sega!